Recorded Books presents The Bullet Stops Here by William W. Johnstone and J. A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. The Keating Saloon was considered one of the worst in El Paso, and El Paso was no shrinking violet of a town. The border community boasted numerous drinking establishments, gambling parlors, and whorehouses. Men dying in the street was far from uncommon. The town stockyards were often filled with stolen Mexican herds preparing for the profitable drive north. It was not an atmosphere for the faint of heart. Keating's Saloon fit right in, and its main claim to fame was cheaper than average alcohol. It was a place of brooding drunks, quick tempers, and low, back-shooting men. Its one and only claim to culture was Orville and Maddie. Orville had been kicked in the head by a mule as a small boy. It was widely agreed that this kick knocked out what few brains he had, crossed his eyes, and somehow made him a piano player par excellence. In addition to that talent, for 25 cents, Orville would bite the head off a living chicken, a considerably less artistic endeavor. Maddie was 250 pounds of robust soiled dove. She had a ham-fisted right hook that had put more than one aggressive customer ass over tea kettle. She held little compunction about using the straight razor or pepper box derringer tucked into her garters, and this was as widely known as Orville's talent at the piano. However, Maddie was a cheerful drunk for the most part, and stayed drunk most of the time. She held a monopoly on the clientele of the Keating Saloon. At the moment, she stood on a groaning table, skirt hiked up over her hips and showing colorful bloomers as large as ship sails, as she shook her ample backside in time to Orville's piano playing. "Drink that rot gut, drink that rot gut," she howled in a fair passing singing voice. "Drink that red eye, boys. It don't make a damn wherever we land." A crowd of vagrants and petty crooks had gathered around the dancing mountain of a woman and were stomping their feet and clapping their hands in time to Maddie's dancing. Orville finished banging out the tune and grabbed the half-empty mug of murky liquid next to him. Tilting his head back, the sometime carnival geek drank in big, greedy swallows. He drank so fast the brownish liquor poured down the sides of his cheek and stained his shirt collar even more than it already was from the grime on his neck. Finishing the glass, he burped happily. Besides piano playing and oral chicken decapitation, Orville had another job. He came to his feet, a short, scrawny man with greasy hair and a bum leg, and picked up a dirty pitcher from beside the piano and began searching the bar. Whenever he came upon the dregs of an unfinished drink, he would dump it into the pitcher. Behind the bar was a large bucket with the words "Mule Piss" scrawled on it. The more adventurous or desperate of the Keating Saloon customers could purchase a glass of the recycled alcohol for pennies. Passing out at a table or the bar counted as finishing your drink, and Orville always found enough beer, rotgut, tequila, and sour mash to add to the Mule Piss barrel. As he worked, men loudly toasted Maddie as she continued to shake her bottom. They cheered louder when she turned and shook her overly ample bosom as well. Not every customer was entertained by Maddie. There were several serious drinkers in the place, men who sat down and steadily drank until they passed out. They went about it like a laborer going about his work, and some scowled at being distracted from their task. There was another kind of customer in the Keating as well. Men who were uncomfortable in more law-abiding or upscale establishments. Establishments that, say, kept a good working relationship with the marshal. Two such men stood at one end of the bar, backs to the celebrating crowd cheering as Maddie produced one plump breast from her shirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?